Hello, and welcome to the Slow Style Home Podcast. If you don't want a cookie cutter generic home, and instead you want a beautiful, meaningful home that's layered with personality, then you are going to be so inspired by the conversations we have on this show. We talk about why the environments we create matter and how to set up our rooms to evoke specific feelings and experiences that are right for you wherever you are in your life right now. I'm Zandra, your host and creator of the Slow Style Home Framework that teaches you how to make really thoughtful and informed decisions about your home rather than chasing current trends that may not last or staying stuck with rooms you hate, feeling overwhelmed with too many choices. Right now, when you join our monthly membership, the Slow Style Society, you'll get a personalized deep dive into your vision of what a dream home looks and feels like. And together, we'll come up with a plan on how to achieve that. If that sounds pretty awesome to you, go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society for all of the details. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later on. Right now, let's just jump into today's episode. Today, we're talking about taking care of our homes and cleaning products, specifically the process of developing and manufacturing eco-friendly, safe for our skin cleaning products and how they make a difference in our homes and for our health. I've been wanting to do an episode like this for a while and then came across a brand that was new to me called Lavant, which it turns out is a combination of the words laver, which is French for clean or wash, and avant, which means to innovate. My guests today are the founders of this company and told me the name to them means innovative cleaning, which is what they want to do inside the cleaning product industry. So this episode is part How I Built This, which is a fabulous podcast about how entrepreneurs create their businesses, and part info session about the cleaning industry itself. And just so you know, the brand did not pay me for this interview, even though I clearly love what they're doing and would personally recommend trying out their products. It's not an ad. I promise it's real. Anyway, let's get started with Christy Lord and Lindsay Droz, co-founders of Lavant Collective. Christy Lord and Lindsay Droz, welcome to the Slow Style Home Podcast.
Thanks for having us.
You guys were friends for a long time before deciding to ditch your day jobs and start a company together. So mm-hmm. I want to hear a little bit about that, but I also want to know specifically why cleaning products? Why did you focus on that?
Yeah, we met at a wedding. We were both 8 months pregnant and the only ones not having that good of a time at the wedding.
Yeah, waddling around. I know the feeling.
Exactly. I think it was like 90 degrees out too. It was in August. And yeah, we just became fast friends, like instant friends. There was just like a spark. And we proceeded to each have three babies almost at the same time, and had a lot of wine-filled nights just hanging out with lots of little kids all around us, chatting about the future. We had two totally separate careers, just like, where are we going to go with the rest of our lives? And we really wanted to start a company. That was key. We knew we could. We're smart enough. We can figure this out. And for me specifically, my second son developed eczema pretty quick. And so I just started doing a deep dive and realized that most of the products I was bringing in the home were harming his skin. They were making the problem worse. And so I just started stripping everything out and actually started to DIY my own cleaning products and started to tell Lindsay about it. And so that's how we kind of started making our own cleaning products together. And then she has her story that brought her into why cleaning is important to her.
Yeah. When I was pregnant with my first, I was mopping the floor and I had a dog at the time. And I turned over the cleaner and looked at the back of the label. It had a black label warning that said, don't use if you have animals, because it either seeped into their paws or they licked it. They either got sick, poisoned, died. I mean, just horrific. And yeah, my mind went to, well, what about a crawling baby that's going to be on my floor? You know, their chubby knees and their hands and paws are going to be all over that floor too. And
And they put everything in their mouths. Everything.
And then you start thinking about, well, what am I cleaning my counters with? I'm spraying toxic shit all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then I'm making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on top right after that. That's when I first tried natural cleaning products and realized they didn't work. They just didn't work as well as what I was using before. And then on top of it, they were still in plastic bottles. So I just was giving up performance in order to try something better for my family and started DIYing because I heard vinegar was great. I'm like, I'm going to make my own cleaning products and tried to macerate the smell of vinegar through, you know, soaking it in sage leaves and lavender. And newsflash, the scent of vinegar never goes away. So it's always there. You cannot hide the scent of vinegar, no matter what anybody tells
you. We tried hard.
Right. We tried really hard. Right. Then flash forward to kind of the aesthetic part of it. I was always putting my dish soap in an olive oil bottle because I have to leave that on the counter. It needs to be easily accessible. And it was really hard to find pretty glass bottles that weren't just an olive oil bottle. So that was just the formation.
So it has to work. It has to be good for the environment and for humans and animals. It has to work and it has to be beautiful because, well, we can get into that later. I want to go back first to something you said about you turn the bottle over and read the label. It's a black label warning. Da, da, da. Is that because cleaning products have gotten worse in terms of their toxicity, or is it just something we're just now understanding?
Yeah, I don't think that they have gotten worse. The United States does not require labeling. So the ingredients, we don't know. It's like, if you look at the back of a typical standard, like cleaning aisle cleaner, it'll usually say 1% of XYZ ingredient, 99% other ingredients. But you know, Windex is ammonia, which is so harsh. I don't know what are all the key ingredients in 409, but usually your eyes and your nose will tell you. And now we have states like the state of New York and the state of California banning certain ingredients that are in these cleaning products, and they can no longer sell in those states. So that signals to us too that there's things inside these products. They also have to make them for $5 or $4 retail. And so to do that, it's usually a really cheap petroleum-based ingredient. So you get what you pay for also in cleaning products. Yeah.
Let's talk about the overall scene in the cleaning industry. I just asked you a question about, you know, has it gotten worse? And you started saying, no, it's not worse, but how bad is it? I mean, you know, I grew up with Pine Sol and 409. I mean, what's the real harm here?
Mm-hmm. I think the real harm is the unknown, right? We're now in a time where we've been able to test these products for the last 40 years. Because in reality, our grandmas did not have 409. You know, that just came out in the later 70s. So you look at our grandmas well, not grandpas back then, but grandmas were using washing soda and it's just very natural. So we basically swung the entirely other way because as they wanted to bring more efficacious products to the market, the chemicals started coming in, the petroleum. Yeah. It's also cheaper. But I think Christy touched on initially what we don't know is the scariest part because in the United States, Tide doesn't have to put their ingredients on the bottle at all. It's that same evolution of that we went from food. 20 years ago, we didn't know that we were supposed to look for hydrogenated oils or all these sugars and whatnot.
It makes sense that why wouldn't we want the cleaning industry, those products, to have the same kind of labeling?
There's plenty of articles out there as far as what the types of harsh chemicals in cleaning products, what they're linked to. The different cancers and then the endocrine disruptors of a lot of the ingredients that are in these. I mean, if your skin has a reaction to it, if you have to wear gloves and you have to turn your face away while you clean because the scent is like having a visceral reaction in your nose and your eyes, we shouldn't have that. You're caring for your home. You shouldn't have to feel that way and go through those things in order to care for your home. So that's why we wanted to make a product that actually worked just as well as that other stuff. So you don't have to think about it.
Well, I think that's a great segue into that question, because that's another thing that people say about, you know, kind of jokingly, we say it about our face creams. If it's not burning my skin, I don't believe it's working, you know? Or yeah, we say, yeah, you know, like, oh, I'm going with the DEET because I'm going into the woods and I do not, you know, I don't want any natural mosquito repellent.
Yeah.
So I think we say the same things about, you know, these environmentally friendly cleaners, and people worry that they're not going to work. So what makes yours different from the ones you were first coming across when you were trying to find stuff just as moms? What makes yours work?
We hired a green chemist. She came from one of the top green cleaning companies. And so we presented the idea to her. We actually had to convince her to take us on. She had left her role and was a consultant. So what makes our products work? So we hired the right chemist. When she was at the company that she was at, she's given a very slim margin to work with. As far as the amount of dollars she can allocate to the ingredients she's using. Because at the end of the day, they still have to, some of these plant-based cleaners on the market are still selling for like $5 or $6 a bottle, right? Still very low. Yes. So it's predominantly water. And so for us, we said, take cost out, create a formula that actually works. We're going to test it against 409. We're going to test it against Tide. We're not going to test it against other plant-based cleaners. We're going to test this against Dawn. We want these to work just as well. So she's like, it's going to be more expensive. You have to put higher quality and more concentrated versions of those ingredients in. And so we were like, do it. Let's just see what happens. And let us figure out how we're going to market and sell it at that price point.
Interesting. So because I'm just absolutely curious, knowing nothing about product development, creation, manufacturing, how is it made? Like literally, do you have a factory with like little robots and they're pouring ingredients in? How is this stuff made? Because also it's got to be so expensive to bring something like this to market.
So there's, you know, a lot of different routes we could have gone. One, you know, Chrissy and I could have taken these raw ingredients and taken the recipe from our formulator and made it ourselves. We knew that we couldn't do it here because we are not manufacturers of products. So we didn't want to have our own line and actually be making stuff here in-house. So what we did is we hired something called a co-packer. And they're the ones that are in a sterile environment where they're actually filling the bottles. They're able to fill them, put all of our components on. So we ship everything into that place. They do all the mixing, the filling, the testing to make sure we, you know, no microbes and bacteria have gotten into the batches. And then they pack it up and then they ship it up to Seattle for us. So we have, you know, multiple different places that do this for us, whether it's from our candles to our lotion to our cleaning spray and dish soap. It's all over the place in different places that specialize in formulating and mixing these formulas.
That is so interesting. Mm-hmm. And then it comes back to you. So you guys ship it.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. We're located in Seattle and all of the product is shipped up into Seattle. We have a warehouse and we have a fabulous team of 7 all women. Actually, no, we have one. We just hired our first male and we pack and ship. We send out to retailers as well as we do direct to consumer.
We'll be back after a quick break.
I assume you're here because you want a one-of-a-kind, personality-filled home, right? Well, in order to have that, you need to define and develop your signature style. When you do that, you're going to understand how to mix what you already have with new things you find, focusing on who you are and what you love, putting it all together in a cohesive way. So what's stopping you? Well, let me know if this sounds about right. Not enough time, not enough money, and a lack of creativity or design knowledge, which makes you feel overwhelmed and insecure about pulling the trigger and changing things up. This is why I created the Slow Style Society, to help you take action on making your dream home a reality. It's part social club for people who like to just geek out on design and part hands-on learning experience where you get better and better at making decor decisions for each room in your home. And for the next few weeks, I'm offering all new members an additional one-on-one style session with yours truly. So I'll take you through the lessons so you know exactly what to focus on inside the Slow Style framework, in what order, and you'll have a personalized support system from me to get you there. go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society so we can get started right away. Let's not wait for that imaginary perfect time to create your beautiful, meaningful home. Again, go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society. Okay, back to the episode. Right, okay. Let's talk about the packaging for a minute, because this is going to get to some of the aesthetic stuff. But I'm also curious about the environmental side of your packaging.
Yep. It was always super important for us to have that component of refillability. So even if it's in a plastic bottle, that's okay. But you have to offer some type of way that you can refill. We want them to live where you are, which is out. So you need your surface cleaner because your pets and your kids are constantly getting the counters dirty, or you need your dish soap out. So it needs to fit into the aesthetic of your home. So that's why we brought in glass for our dish soap and hand soap, beautiful custom made glass bottles that can just be refilled time and time again. And then with a surface cleaner, it isn't a plastic bottle because most people are carrying that around, but it's made with a recycled plastic. We have a concentrated in a glass bottle. It's a 1 ounce, essentially a little shot glass, and you pour that into your surface cleaner bottle, and then you fill it up with your own water. And that's how you can continue to refill your products.
The packaging element for us was so important to make it refillable, to make it beautiful, but also make the glass be something that is really thick. Because a lot of people first say, well, isn't it going to break? So we did custom bottles to get them really thick so that if it drops in your porcelain sink, it's not going to crack or it's not going to break immediately. So we wanted something to be durable.
I can imagine that you have your hands full with marketing because people need to know about this brand, Lavant. They need to know that it exists. They need to know how effective it is. They need to see how beautiful it is. So I would imagine you're just going to concentrate on marketing for a while. Or is that not true? Are you like, no, we want more products? And if so, what are those other products?
What was so fun and something that we did not know was going to happen with Lavant was how wildly successful the scent profile of fresh linen was. I mean, it was, it's what's put us on the map time and time again in conversations of, I actually want to clean. So we have, I have plenty of offshoots of that scent. They're like, we want this fragrance throughout our home. So it's candles and room spray and lotion. And so that's been really fun and very validating. So when we think about new products, it's more offshoots of that. Like we've got some fun new home fragrance products that are launching in Q3 of this year. But marketing is like every day. All the time, we have to be everywhere. So marketing, yeah. I mean, Lindsay and I are still wearing pretty much every hat.
Yeah.
So yes, we are fully inundated. We're trying to figure out this TikTok thing. How's it going, Lindsay?
TikTok. We got 222 followers. Hey. Everyone counts. That's right.
I love it. That's right. Everyone counts. Oh, and the problem with it is that there's going to be something new in another year. I mean, as a small business myself, it is exhausting. The marketing is exhausting. Yeah. Yes. So that's kind of why I was guessing that, oh, maybe that's all you're going to do for a while. But I love that you are building on the brand and building it according to really what the customers are telling you that they love about it. We haven't even talked about the scent yet and talked about what place scent has in the home.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go back to when we were first deciding if we were going to do unscented or scented products. You know, with a natural product, the first thought is to have it be no fragrance, because fragrance, you know, frankly, is quite a harmful thing. But our chemist said the power of scent for cleaning is something that you can't even touch. It is so powerful. People attribute everything to, does it smell clean? And is the smell of clean, is that bleach? Is that ammonia? So trying to be able to elevate that experience in a safe way, we wanted to do that in a way that brought a fragrance into your home that embodied who you were. So, you know, the idea of like, what's the perfume that you wear on a daily basis? How does your home smell like? Can those mirror each other in some way? So we want bougie, upscale, elevated, because we want to make you feel good when you're cleaning. We don't want to douse you with chemicals and scent that smells like you did just walk out of a bleach factory. So we started with our fresh linen, which is our signature fragrance, made with notes of lang lang, basil, lemon, lavender. We then moved on to our winter fragrance, which is just a limited time fragrance that we release for a few months out of the year, which is called Winter Fir. It's those rich notes of vetiver and bay leaf and fir and pine needles, but yet not too Christmassy. And our latest release is Blush Bergamot that we released a few months ago, which is that the twist on fresh linen with brighter notes that have more citrus. Overwhelmingly, people said, I want something of citrus. Well, how do you make citrus not lemon joy or just regular orange? How do you put a twist on that and make it feel good? So with the notes of bergamot and mixing that with amber and, you know, some of those richer, also vetiver as well, in that you bring out this bright but yet sexy, dark citrus smell, which is the blush bergamot. Yesterday, we launched the candle in the blush bergamot, and I lost count how many it's been pretty incredible, the response to it, which has been great.
Oh, just yesterday. Fabulous. Okay. Yeah. Well, I have the blush bergamot. I have the hand soap. I have the dish soap, and I have the laundry detergent. Actually, I don't remember if the laundry detergent is the blush bergamot. Is it common?
It's fresh linen.
It's the fresh linen.
That's fresh linen. Okay.
Yeah.
My clothes smell delicious. I'm one of those people that want a scent. You know, I mean, there are a lot of people, they don't like anything perfumed, either because it irritates their skin or because they just don't like it. I'm one of those people, like you said, I want it to smell clean, whatever clean means to me, which is citrus, and it's herbal, right? It feels like I went out to my garden and I mashed some herbs up and you know, spread them into my countertops, and voila, it feels all very natural. But I think too, maybe in the bathroom, you want something that's a little more, like you said, sexy or whatever. You're going to go to sleep and you want to wash your hands, put some lotion on before you go to bed, whatever. So yeah, I think scent is hugely important. Yeah. And I'm assuming your scents are also not irritating the skin because of everything else you believe in.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it was very important for us to understand how our fragrance was made. So we work with perfumers who work in a natural fragrance category. Okay. So we work with natural fragrances, but to clarify that, what most people have a reaction to with fragrance is coming from the essential oil.
Okay.
So that's a natural fragrance, right? If you think about it, essential oils are made from plants. What do people mostly have allergies to in the springtime? Your flowers, your tree pollen. So if someone's going to have an allergic reaction to a fragrance, it's probably coming from the essential oil. Okay. And our products do have essential oils in them. So we can't say that nobody has had reaction to them. It's very little. We don't put a lot of fragrance in our products either. So a lot of the cleaning products on the market are masking their kind of chemically scent with stronger fragrances.
Right.
What's lovely about natural fragrances is that they aren't going to linger in the air or on your surfaces. So we don't want your dishes and your wine glasses to taste like the fresh linen. We want you to get the experience and smell it while you're cleaning, but not afterwards.
Right.
And I think that's why people have asked for candles and room sprays, is because they do want it to linger. And so we'd rather have it linger through that than having the scent stick onto your floors, your counters, your surfaces.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is going to air in the beginning of May. And of course, the hot topic right now is spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Tell us something that we might not know about spring cleaning. Give us a tip or two, if you don't mind.
This is my favorite part of it. There's so many different things that you can do for spring cleaning that would be surprising, especially with our product. So for example, just the other day, one of my kids had chocolate and it just melded into the linen fabric of the couch.
Yes.
I know. It's one of those like, shit, you know, what are we going to do with this?
Yeah.
But, you know, took some of that multi-purpose cleaning spray and then cleaned up that furniture. And then I just started getting all the other stains too. So that's what's really cool about these products too, is that you can use them for so many different things. So as you're cleaning the windows for spring cleaning, as you're actually getting out your outdoor patio furniture that's been sitting in the cupboard or under a cover for the last year and cleaning off all the pollen, take some of that multi-purpose cleaner and then spray with water and let it air dry. You know, we're going to clean our barbecues. So you take the multi-purpose cleaner and you clean off the stainless steel. So it's not just windows and counters, but stainless steel treatment for your stains. It's pretty there's so many different things you could do. And once you start, it's really hard to stop. So, you know, it's
because it smells good and you're like, ooh, I want more of this.
What else is it going to clean for me? You know, which has been really fun.
So you use the all-purpose cleaner on the fabric on your couch rather than the laundry detergent.
Correct. So with the multi-purpose, it's just think of it like a wine away. It's where you're going to spray it or like a Tide wipe or whatnot. It truly is that stain lifter for the fabrics. And obviously test it out on a small area of your furniture before you do that. But it does a really nice job cleaning off leather as well. So we have leather seats in our dining room, and I spray when I'm wiping down the wood table with the multi-purpose spray. I also do it on the leather seats because my kids like to throw food everywhere still.
And what about on wood? Like if you have a wood dining table.
Yep.
Good on that?
Yeah.
No, it's great.
I mean, it's safe for sealed surfaces. So if it's unsealed wood, you know, you would need to treat it with something else. So you do not need 10 cleaners. If you actually counted up the amount of money you've spent, if you look underneath your sink on all the different types of cleaners that you're purchasing, like Lindsay said, like you don't need a barbecue grill cleaner. Like just take the high quality surface cleaner and the dish soap. I bring my dish soap out there too. You can put the dish soap in a mop and spray down your outdoor rugs. It works beautifully to clean that. My husband uses our dish soap to wash the car because it's a gentle dish soap on his car. So if you think about all the different ways, our dish soap cleans jewelry and makeup brushes beautifully. It makes the makeup brushes so soft. So we get a lot of this from our customers telling us how they're using it in the different ways. Yeah. But the surface cleaner we call that the gateway drug to Lavant because it smells so good and you love it, but then you're like so surprised and then you use it on all these different things.
When cleaning becomes addictive because we all, nobody wants to do it. But then if it smells good and you get that sense of satisfaction, I think it does. It keeps you
going.
Absolutely.
Right.
What about, I read somewhere, I think it might've been on your blog that, you know, mixing things like it was either sugar or salt into your lotion to do a little bit of nice exfoliation—is that a real thing?
Yeah.
So I use our hand soap as my body wash in the shower, and so I'll do that, and I'll either add some coconut oil if I need a little bit of sheen prior to shaving, but I'll add sugar into that. So I'll do a turbinado sugar, which is a higher grain sugar. It's brown in its natural form, just raw, and I'll use that as my sugar scrub with our hand soap. It's a nice little, you know, treat. But I do it every day, so it doesn't feel like a treat anymore. But maybe it's a daily treat.
Soft skin, girl.
The sugar actually, it doesn't block up the pump?
Well, so I don't put it in the pump. I actually have the sugar. Like I have a little dish, like with a little scoop where you like bath salts, and you just take that scoop and then you put my sugar in that way. So just kind of fun. Just mix it up.
Cool. I love it. That's awesome.
The other thing, I know Christy, you did a weed killer too, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was with the dish soap. It was salt and the dish soap. And vinegar. And I just put it in just a spray bottle. And you know, the leaves that come through the cracks of your, your sidewalks. They're so annoying. Yeah. They're so hard to get out. And I did it with my 3-year-old at the time and he thought it was so much fun. Cause again, it's a safe formula. So he's just out there and he was spraying the weeds. And within a couple days, as long as it's not raining and obviously in the rain would go away, like if it's a sunny couple days, they'll just burn off and die.
I love it. Oh my gosh. That's so great. Okay. Wonderful. All right. So I think we've covered a lot today. We've covered, you know, environmental reasons or health and environmental reasons why moving in this direction is so important for our homes, for our skin, for our kids, our pets. We've talked about packaging. We've talked about the aesthetic aspect of it. What have I left out, if anything? What do you want to leave us with in terms of, you know, just your passion? Why do you care about this so much?
Yeah, I think for me, COVID really changed a lot of stuff as well. Our homes became such a sanctuary for us during that time. And all of the things that we brought into the home became very important because we were surrounded ourselves with them all the time.
Yeah. I think we underestimate the mental health benefits of how wonderful your a clean home or taking care of your home can be. Mm-hmm. But along the way, it feels very mundane. You don't want to do it probably because you don't want to be around the products, or it just feels that way. So we've turned that on its head, and we recognize you. We see you. Like, home care is a beautiful thing. So we just wanted to bring products to this world that made you equally feel just as good using it. And I don't think you can underestimate how wonderful our products will make you feel. Like, it's been so surprising. I mean, it's our baby. Obviously, when we use it, we feel that way. But to hear how it makes other people feel has been so rewarding.
That's such a great note to wrap us up on, because that is about the bigger picture. It's about actually enjoying the process of caring for our homes and taking a moment to just appreciate what we do have. I mean, it's a really nice sort of feedback loop about how you're taking care of yourself as well, and having that moment of just being sort of immersed in this beautiful scent and the satisfaction of seeing something clean. And I think that's a great goal for spring cleaning, actually, is to not to get it over with and to get through it and this horrible thing that you have to do, but to actually be a little bit reflective as you're doing it and think about, I'm lucky. I have this roof. I have this water that, is coming clean out of my taps, at least for most of America, not all of America. And to just be, to just show a little bit of gratitude as you're giving yourself the gift of that scent and using a safe, healthy, beautiful product. So thank you. Thank you for wrapping it up that way.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for listening. I know your time is valuable, and I really do appreciate you spending it with me. And please, please, please take a minute to leave a review for Slow Style Home wherever you get your podcasts. It honestly does help keep this show on the air, and your feedback is highly valuable to me. Have a great day, and I'll be back in your earbuds soon. Bye for now.